All right, welcome everybody to our Monday call. This is Rachel speaking. Makisha's not with us today, so we'll excuse her. But we've got Alan here. He's going to do the announcements for us because I'm kind of losing my voice a little bit. And then we'll turn the time over to Steve and Erica. So go ahead, Alan.
All right. Thanks, Rach. You know, I don't know where to start today because we have got so much going on here at Limitless. I think I'll start with a diet bet. I am Limitless Challenge. Wow, that starts today. And I was looking at the pool this weekend, or this morning actually, and we're over $1,000. I think it was like $1,200, something like that. So
Woo-hoo!
That is super exciting. Yeah. And so I've kind of started my new plan of how to lose the weight and how to shed the pounds, get in shape a little more over the next 4 weeks. But that is really, really exciting. As a reminder, our first step was to get our products, and we took care of that last month with our buy two, get two free. But if you missed it, get your products ordered. All of our weight loss products are fantastic and a great way to reach our goals. And if you haven't registered yet, I believe you can still register even though it starts today. I believe new participants can still come on during the challenge. So, wow, if anyone was kind of fence-sitting, get them in now because they can still get on board. And of course, we're all going to eat less, we're going to move more, and that's how we're going to accomplish our goals. But no matter what, if you participated in the BOGO last month, and if you participate in the diet bet, you're still a winner because we're going to give 35 LDR points to everybody who did the BOGO and participated in the diet bet. So you can't lose, but there's so much you can lose with losing the weight and the pounds. So I'm really excited about it. Let's get some nice chatter on that diet bet site. And if any of you haven't seen it yet, our very own fitness ambassador, Erica Shields, posted a great, great post last week about just general how to lose weight, how to approach it with exercise. And the bottom line is move more, eat less. And she did a great job of outlining all the different steps and ways to keep track of where you're at. And so check it out if you haven't seen that yet. But the other exciting thing going on, besides diet bet, which will be going on for a while, and we're going to talk about it a lot, is our fly-in this weekend. Wow, I was thinking about it driving in today. Wow, this is the big week, and I know I'm kind of, I can, even though it's only Monday, I feel myself getting all excited and getting kind of ready in fly-in mode of being sure I'm prepared with the things I need to be ready for, and real excited to see all of you when you get here. It's been too long. It's been a few months. So real excited to have all of you here. And if you haven't registered yet, get your tickets. There's a great link in the voice where you can just click here to register. And we have a room block at the DoubleTree Hotel. So if you haven't got your accommodations yet, check in with them and see if you can still get in on the room block. And a reminder, the content is just going to be fantastic. It's going to be roll up your sleeves and great training by our leaders and by Stephen Malin about how to grow your organizations. And at the very end of the event, one lucky participant is going to win a $500 cash prize. Oh my goodness, Rachel, I can't believe we did that.
I know, I can't either.
That is so exciting. So there's a lot of great reasons to be here. Most of all, to enjoy being with each other, grow your business, and we can't wait to see you in a few days. And just a reminder on the different promos going on right now. Our product of the month this month is Thrive, Liquid Thrive, Thrive Shots. With your qualifying LDR order, you get that for free. So that is a really cool one. It's a great product. Love the various delivery methods we have on Thrive. Great product. So check it out and get your LDR orders in. We have tomorrow, we have our You Even Better broadcast. I believe we're featuring Liz Thompson on that. So that's going to be exciting. Get your prospects into your home. Get them on board to watch the You Even Better episodes. We love being able to offer those, and it's a great personalized way to really help the culture of Limitless, of Stephen Malin, get into your prospects. So looking forward to seeing everyone in a few days. Can't wait for the fly-in. We got diet bet going. Get going on that and everything else Limitless has to offer. Rach, I think that's it.
Awesome. Thanks, Alan. Well, let's turn it over to Steve Campbell. He's going to be kind of hosting our call today, and I believe Erica's on the line as well.
She is.
Yes, I am.
And,
And thank you very much, Rachie. Rachel asked me to host the call today, and I was thinking this morning, for those of you who are involved in diet bet, you got a text this morning, said, hey, today begins your diet bet, your I Am Limitless diet bet. And I was the first thing I saw on my phone today when I got up, and I went, oh, crap, I do everything wrong when it comes to try to lose weight. I'm not even embarrassed to admit it, which what's wrong with that? And I'm not even embarrassed to admit it in front of Erica because she knows I do all the wrong things. My diet is terrible. For the most part, my diet is not what it should be. I mean, because I love ribs and chicken fingers and spaghetti and meatballs and all those things. I just love them. And so it's a very, very difficult thing in my mindset. And then in addition to that, you know, you have to exercise. Exercise is very important. Erica can go through all these different things that she wants. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't look at myself as the right person to be a model to say, hey, let's go do this together. I'm not Shan, you know, and 4% body fat and, you know, running around. So I'm your normal everyday person that probably represents a good portion of our country. And I was just thinking about that today because yesterday morning, Malin made me get on the scales as part of the diet bet to make sure I had my photographs done as you stand on the scales and the different things you got to do. And I was going, what the heck? I got to do this. Oh, my gosh. You know, you got to be committed. And then I went and we did all the things and we had a Super Bowl party. And between that picture in the morning and that game that night, I swear, I was talking to Ken Burgess this morning. I swear I put on another 2.5 pounds just from our Super Bowl party, you know, and so I should have weighed in after my pictures, you know, because I would have added another 2.5 pounds. I'll bet, no, maybe it wasn't 2.5, but I mean, it felt like it was a lot more than that. And so consequently, I just, you know, I just thought about it all day, you know, how smart were we to start this limitless diet bet after the Super Bowl as opposed to prior. And just before I turn it over to Erica, I was reading a quote, Kevin, you'll appreciate this. I was reading a quote from Vince Lombardi, one of the greatest coaches ever in the history of the NFL. And I was showing some people yesterday, I actually own a program from the very first Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs, and it sold for $1. I have it, and I had it on my chair there. And I've been to a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots when they were undefeated, and they lost in the last minute of the game. So yesterday's game was so boring through the first three quarters, and then it became the most phenomenal game. But Vince Lombardi made the statement. He said, the difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but simply it comes down to a lack of will. I just want to say that one more time. Difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but simply a lack of will. And when you think of New England's comeback yesterday, it was definitely, whether you liked them or not, it was so much not a lack of will, because all through that fourth quarter, you saw that comeback. It was phenomenal, fun to watch. And so here we are with our diet. And, you know, and I put the same thing. It's not necessarily a lack of strength, you know, or a lack of knowledge. We know that, hey, losing weight's a good thing, staying in shape's a good thing, exercising's a good thing, dieting properly, eating the right foods is the right thing. But it comes down to generally a lack of will. We kind of give up, right? And so with that, Erica, tell us, first of all, hey, first of all, everyone looks at Erica, and I want to just say this. Everyone looks at Erica, and I know a lot of women out there go, oh, yeah, well, it's Erica. You know, look at her. No wonder. Yeah, she could do it. Mrs. Colorado, of course she can do it. But, you know, Erica wasn't always like that either. And she is a tremendous example of someone who cannot be accused of a lack of will and has been able to do those things necessary, mother, kids, time. She has all the same problems all of us have. And, you know, as far as a busy life, life gets in the way a lot of times. But we really don't have any excuses should we want to do it. And it should be a lot of fun, and you'll be healthier and wiser for it. Erica, I'm just handing it over to you, kid.
Well, thanks, Steve, and thank you, everyone, for being on the call today. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this challenge. And that being said, I don't know if anybody else got the email this morning that their weigh-in was rejected. So I was off to not a good start this morning, but I fixed it and all is well. So so welcome, everybody, to Diet Bet. There are probably some of you on the call who are new to Limitless or new to the Diet Bet program, so welcome. And I cannot tell you how grateful I am for this challenge. I like how Steve said that, you know, we did this right after the Super Bowl, which is perfect timing. And also we're doing it in February because January was kind of crazy. You know, we were trying to, you know, recover from the holidays and get financially back on track and get our houses clean and everything in order. And now we can start sliding into 2017 on kind of a new footing, and we're a little more motivated now.
I just wanted to make the point. If I had decided to go on a diet prior to the Super Bowl, I'm telling you, after the Super Bowl, I probably would have woke up this morning and said, hey, I'm done. You know, I'm cooked.
Well,
so you're absolutely right.
And I have to say, as much as I had the willpower going into the Super Bowl, which, to be honest with you, you're absolutely right. The first three quarters were boring, so I was upstairs, you know, watching a movie on Netflix. And I came downstairs, and the game got really good, and I couldn't help myself. There were chips and salsa and cookies and crap. Without even thinking, my head was going into the bowl. So I couldn't tell you. I was so ready for today. Absolutely.
Welcome to our world.
Isn't that the truth? So I wanted to, in the remaining time, give you guys basically five keys to success for the next 4 weeks, and hopefully beyond that, because I really hope that we continue this program, because I'm really, really excited about it. I hope each and every one of you got your workout in this morning, or your exercise, or your movement in this morning, because I don't know about you guys, but if I don't get it done in the morning with my unbelievably crazy schedule, it's not going to get done, because I'm exhausted at the end of the day, and I'm less likely to get my movement in if it's late at night. So hopefully you guys have started on the right foot with your movement, exercise, and a good healthy breakfast, or whatever it is you chose to do. But the first thing I wanted to talk to you about regarding your success is, like Steve was saying, is commitment. You need to have the will. And just by being on this call today, just by being a Diet Bet participant, that tells me that you have decided to make the commitment to be healthier in 2017. And I love Diet Bet because, you know what, it's fun. We have money invested, and research has shown that when we have invested in our health financially, we're going to be more likely to stick with the program because, you know, we have money involved. And plus, there's money to win. Gosh, it's a win-win in my opinion. So that's awesome. So thank you for making that commitment to be part of our Limitless Challenge. I Am Limitless Challenge. I'm really excited about it. Okay, the next thing you need to know, and we're going to talk about this at the fly-in, and I did write in the article that I did post in Diet Bet, but it's really important for you to know your numbers. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to be honest right now. Stepping on that scale this morning was really hard for me. And, you know, it's really also hard for me to go from a fitness challenger. You know, I was a fitness competitor for many years. And this year, I just haven't been able to make it work with my crazy schedule. So I'm going to go back to mainstream America. I'm not going to have that 4% body fat like Shan, or even the, you know, 11 or 12% that I had last year. I'm kind of a normal American today. And so stepping on that scale was really hard for me. I don't know, for many women, I think that's a really hard reality to go from, you know, where you were, you know, in your 120s, pounds a few years ago, to stepping on the scale when you're in your 50s and going, holy crap, what did I do to myself? And that's really, really hard to do. But I guarantee you it's the most important thing you will do is step on that scale, look at that number, and realize where you have come. and that slap in the face, that reality, looking at those pictures that you had to post today in your airport attire, whatever it was that you decided to wear, that's reality. And you know what? That's important. And the only person that sees those numbers and those pictures is you and Diet Vet. I don't see those pictures. None of the competitors see any of that information except for you. And that's really, really important that you did that. The second thing is we all have a goal to lose 4% of our body weight. So that's going to equal between, I don't know, 5 to 10 pounds, depending upon you and your numbers. And how do we do that? How do we lose 4% of our body weight? How do we lose 5 to 10 pounds this next month? Well, that's going to be about 1 to 2 pounds per week. In order to know how to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week, you need to know how many calories you're consuming and how many calories that you need to have in your deficit. In other words, how many less calories you need to eat and burn throughout the day. And I talked about that in the article. But simply put, you need to know how many calories you burn in a single day. So that's called your total daily energy expenditure. There are apps for that. You can go online. You can Google, type in, total daily energy expenditure calculator and figure that out. For example, for me, I'm just going to round it up. The total calories that I burn in a day through eating, exercise, digestion, living, breathing is about 2,200 calories in a day, okay? And so in order for me to lose a pound a week, that's about 500 calories a day that I need to burn. And that's either through taking in less calories or burning more calories. So basically, as Alan said in the beginning of this call, it comes down to eat less, burn more. Eat less, move more, okay? So that's basically all you need to do for that. And the fly-in this week, and I'll get into more detail about that, but as long as you know how many calories you're consuming in a day, you can figure out how many calories less you need to eat and then burn throughout the day. And I would honestly suggest you download, if you're into apps, some of you may or may not be, might be too much on your phone, but you can download the MyFitnessPal app, which I love, and also If It Fixed Your Macros app. You just Google IIFM.com, and you can also Google that. And all those numbers will be calculated for you. And so you can start with knowing your numbers, and that's really, really important. And for those of you who are using other apps or have other ways of, motivating yourself through numbers, please post that in our Diet Vet, because there's so many different apps out there now, so many different ways to stay motivated and get your numbers. I love to use my Fitbit because my Fitbit actually tells me how many calories I burn in a day. Some of you may be using different apparatuses. Please, please, please share that on the Diet Vet app, because we need to motivate one another, because what I'm doing may not be what you're doing, and your success might be different than my success. So please share with one another what you're doing to keep yourself motivated and to share with one another what your success is throughout this journey. So the next one, I need number three. So number one is know your numbers. Number two, make the commitment. Number two, know your numbers. Number three, make sure you plan ahead. Make sure, and I, in my previous life, I would always plan ahead 7 days in advance. For most of us, that's not reality. So I definitely, the night before, I will look at my calendar for the next day. And so I'll know what my meetings are, my schedule is, and then I will get all my supplements out. I will plan my meals ahead of time to make sure that I have my little cooler with me. You guys know I carry my six-pack bag, whatever works for you. Know where your lunch meetings are, know where your dinner meetings are, and plan accordingly. Just to let you all know, what I'm doing for the next 15 days is I love, love, love the 15-day bikini
body and
shred program. That's what I'm using for the next 15 days. I love it. And what it does, because it works for me, because my schedule is so crazy, all I have to do is have my shakes and my one meal a day. And that works for me for the next 15 days. I don't recommend you be on it for a long period of time. It's designed to jumpstart your weight loss. So I'm having my, my two or three shakes a day, and then my healthy, well-rounded, balanced meal once a day with my other supplements. So that's what I'm doing. So you guys, please share what you're doing on Diet Vet, because you don't have to do what I'm doing. You do what works for you. And along with that, if you're not doing the 15-day bikini body, I do need to let you know some guidelines of what you can do to prepare your meals. As a rule of thumb, I want you to picture a plate like a circle. Draw a line down the middle of it. The whole half of that one plate needs to be fibrous carbs. What that means is vegetables, mostly vegetables like broccoli and, you know, things, salads and, you know, things like that, mushrooms, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, whatever vegetables you love, have that to your heart's desire. The other side of the plate, divide that by a half, and that should be your starch. Starch is like sweet potatoes and limited red potatoes and brown rice, limited white rice, brown rice pastas, things like that. So you want to have little 25% of your plate needs to be, you know, those carbohydrates that are more starchy. And then the other part is your protein. You guys, you do not need 6 to 8 to 16 ounces of steak on your plate. Only have between 3 and 4 ounces of protein, and then the rest of it needs to be your starchy and fibrous carbs. So just as a rule of thumb, plan your meals accordingly. And then the other thing I would say, don't reward yourself with sugar. If you need to have sugar in your life, which 99% of us do, do that once a week. Give yourself that free meal once a week to enjoy yourself, because, you know, that's the reality. We're not going to deprive ourselves. You know, give yourself that treat and look on your calendar and plan ahead. Maybe you have a birthday coming up. Maybe you have a celebration coming up. You know, maybe you have a work meeting where you're celebrating someone's, you know, retirement or whatever. Enjoy that meal and incorporate that into your plan for the week. So that's why it's really important for you to plan ahead, because you all know the saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So make sure that you understand that and plan accordingly. And also make sure you do not forget to take your limitless supplements and other vitamins and stuff that you're taking. Plan that in. Put it on the calendars. Get your vitamins in your vitamin box and get them all out and plan them out for the day, because that's what I do, or else you're going to forget to take them. I don't know how many times I've forgotten to take my glycerin before I eat my high-carb meal. I cannot tell you how many times I've done that. Make sure you get your Force Electrify out. Make sure you take it an hour before you move. Don't take it the minute you get to the gym. Because remember, using the products as directed is going to give you the most effective results. So please make sure you are taking your products as directed on the box, because that's scientifically proven to work. That's why they're written that way. Okay, so that's the next one. So the number four is, please do not weigh yourself every day. I don't know about you women on the call, but I know as a female, we get obsessed by our weight. And as a female, especially with all the hormonal changes that we go through from morning till night, you cannot weigh yourself every day because you're going to get discouraged. Weigh yourself the same time once a week. As soon as you get up in the morning, before you, you know, after you go to the bathroom, before you eat anything, and I would suggest you do it, you know, Sunday morning or Monday morning, one of those 2 days, and then just be done with it. Stay off of the scale because you're going to get discouraged, and we do not need discouragement in this challenge. You need to be encouraged the entire time. So that's number four. And number five, which is really, really important, that's why this is called Diet Bet. We want to encourage one another. Please take a time throughout the week to post on the Diet Bet. Tell us what you're doing. Encourage each other. Share in a motivational meme that you found in Pinterest or wherever. Encourage each other. Just, you know, if you're struggling with something, post it. If you have a question, post it. You know, I will be on there every single day looking and checking and posting and seeing what I can do to help you. And you can also help me because, you know, I'm learning constantly. So as long as you are on there and we're motivating each other and keeping each other excited, we're all going to win a part of this pot. That's the goal. We want to not only lose the weight, but we want to win in the end, right? We want to lose the weight. We want to win some money. We want to encourage one another. And you know what? My favorite quote, and you're going to hear this, is your desire to change must be greater than your desire to stay the same. That's the bottom line here. You need to have the will, as Vince Lombardi said, and you also need to have that desire to change much more than you have the desire to stay where you are right now. And I don't know about you, but when I looked at that scale this morning, my desire to change went through the roof. because it's like, I'm disgusting right now. And I have a ton of excuses that to me are legit, but you know what? In the end, they really are just excuses. So I did two workouts this morning. I'm really excited. I'm really motivated. I have a goal, you know, and I'm really excited to be part of this with you. I'm excited to be part of this journey with you, because that's motivating for me. And what motivates us, you know, all different things motivate us. So please share those motivations with us on Diabet. And I'm here to help you and encourage you. And you are also here to help encourage each other. So please participate in that. And if you have any questions, please, please, please post them, because I am here for you to help you and answer any questions that you have. So good luck, everybody. Let's do this. It's only 4
minutes. Erica, thank you so much. And those are all great thoughts. I'm so disgusted. I, you know, did 5 workouts this morning, but then I woke up. So, you know, that I guess that didn't count. But anyway, so Rachie, I'm turning it over to you, kid.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Awesome. Thanks, Erica. We'll go ahead and unmute. As you leave the call, tell us where you're calling from.